Recorded live.
Hello, it's November 29th, 12 noon, the Voice of Christian Israel, and this is William Fink filling in for Pastor Eli James. Tonight, this afternoon, the topic of conversation is going to be truedemocracy.net and whether or not that website, which has often been promoted here by its creator, Arlene Johnson, actually expresses Christian values. And I have Sword Brethren here to assist me in this conversation and covering this topic. How you doing, Sword Brother?
I'm well, yourself?
I'm just wonderful, thank you. Arlene Johnson has been slandering us on other CI forums, even going so far as to accuse us of being government plants because we have issues with her website. Now, I don't even think this person has been to my own website. And today the conversation of topic is going to be Arlene Johnson and exactly what is wrong with her vile Marxist propaganda website, truedemocracy.net. I'd like to open it up with a quote from one of my papers. With my paper, William Fink versus the Paul Bashers, I have a short article entitled, Paul Was Not a Misogynist or a Woman Hater. Here is what I wrote concerning the feminist and other so-called movements of the past several decades. Many today accuse Paul of Tarsus of misogyny or hatred of women. And no doubt because some of Paul's remarks concerning the place of women in Christian society. It does not surprise me that in today's liberal feminist society, where even ideas generally perceived as being moderate or centrist are actually skewed far to the left, that this is a prevailing view amongst the Jew-controlled, Jew-dominated, Jew-led, and fed masses of the populace. That feminism is a Jewish cause and primarily a Jewish-led movement is easily demonstrated in the identities of its leaders, such as Emma Goldman, Betty Friedan, Gloria Steinem, Bella Abzug, and also by their own testimony, which is published regularly by their media outlets. For instance, in the Wall Street Journal, in an article that was talking about an exhibit at the Center for Jewish History in New York, entitled, How Do You Mark 350 Years in America? By a Jewess, Naomi Schaefer Riley, which ran on page W13 in the September 9th, 2005 edition, it is boasted that there is much to be gained from, and I'm quoting, there is much to be gained from studying Jewish life in America after the mass migrations from Eastern Europe. Jews were among the most prominent voices pushing for liberalized immigration policies, a strong labor movement, and rights for women. Nor were Jewish efforts always on behalf of other Jews. The end of the exhibit explores Jewish participation in the civil rights movement. Paul, I must say, was personally at odds with Jewish thinking. What we see as a problem, we meaning aware Saxons, the Jews see as an accomplishment, and they take full credit for it. And by the end of this program, we'll see that everything Jewish, every Jewish cause, civil rights, women's rights, sexual rights, voters' rights, reproductive rights, every foul anti-Christian movement in the last 50 years is what Arlene Johnson supports on truedemocracy.net. She cannot possibly be a Christian. You can comment if you want. Sword.
Sure. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll read three of the numerous demands she has listed. Is that all right?
Yeah, we're going to center this whole program amongst her list of demands.
Well, here's a real keen one here. Grant $40,000 tax-free to every African-American whose ancestors were brought in chains to the colonies in the 1600s and later. That's one of her demands.
Yeah, that's also on the top of my list, to be honest with you. Let me say, before we start reading these demands, I'd like to say that any government program which uses other people's money to do things for private individuals, which private individuals should be doing for themselves, is evil. It is evil because it amounts to stealing from others in order to perceive some to relieve some perceived wrong, which is never really relieved at all. If you give $40,000 to every Negro, for instance, that's not going to relieve their poverty, because in 6 months they'll have a car, a big screen TV, and they'll be flat broke, and a mouthful of crack, and they'll be flat broke. That now, it's evil because the people look to the government and not to Yahweh for the solutions to their problems. And when people look to the government for the solutions to their problems, the government becomes their God. And that is the object ideal or the ideal objective of Bolshevism, and it's not Christian at all. And there are many such programs on Arlene, on this list of demands of the U.S. government that Arlene publishes on her website. And this list of demands, it is actually very representative and summarizes very well the thought patterns which are found throughout the balance of materials on her site.
I'd also like to point out that some of her demands simply defy all logic and all possibilities. The one, stop illegal drugs from coming into the United States. Well, isn't that easier said than done?
Well, yeah, right. It's the CIA bringing them in. Aside from that, I have a whole list of her demands and some comments on them that I prepared for this.
All right.
And the grant $40,000 to every African American whose ancestors were brought in chains to the colonies in the 1600s and later, which is her demand verbatim. Over 90% of white Americans have no ancestors at all amongst the comparatively small population of slave owners. Mm-hmm. Yet Arlene Johnson wants to further enslave all of those white Americans to the Federal Reserve bankers by putting them deeper in debt. I'm going to quote from something on Eli's site, Billions for the Bankers. But instead of peace and debt-free prosperity, we have ever-mounting debt and periodic wars. We, as a people, are now ruled by a system of banker-owned mammon that has usurped the mantle of government, disguised itself as our legitimate government, and set about to pauperize and control our people. It is now a centralized, all-powerful political apparatus whose main purposes are promoting war, spending the people's money, and propagandizing itself to perpetuate itself in power. Our two large political parties have become its servants. The various departments of government, its spending agencies, and the Internal Revenue is its collection agency. Unknown to the people, it operates in close cooperation with similar apparatuses in other nations, which are also disguised as governments. Some, we are told, are friends. Some, we are told, are enemies. Enemies are built up through international manipulations and used to frighten the American people into giving billions of dollars more into debt to the bankers for military preparedness, for foreign aid to stop communism, for minority rights, etc. Citizens, deliberately confused by brainwashing propaganda, watch helplessly while our politicians give our food, goods, and money to banker-controlled alien governments under the guise of better relations and easing tensions. As thousands are murdered and hundreds of thousands are crippled, our thousands are morally corrupted, addicted to drugs and affected with venereal and other diseases, which they bring back to the United States. When the war is over, we have gained nothing. We are scores of billions of dollars more into debt to the bankers, which is the reason for war in the first place, or for foreign aid. The profits from these massive debts have been used to erect a complete and almost hidden economic and political colossus over our nation. And what I'm driving at is that any government program that gives money away or that costs money causes the people of this nation to go into debt and enslaves us to the bankers. Arlene Johnson just wants to give every Negro, none of who was ever a slave of himself, $40,000. And at the expense of white men and women, and put white men and women in debt and in slavery to the bankers.
So, what that really translates to is she wants white people to have to labor for the sake of black people.
Absolutely. That's what it translates to. And if you make $30,000 a year and it takes four people to pay for every $40,000 to each black person, well, you've just – Arlene Johnson wants you to give 4 months of your life to the Negroes. That's exactly what she wants you to do. Hand over 4 months of your life plus interest to the Negroes. Okay. The next demand I have on my list is provide 12 to 18 month drug rehabilitation treatment to all who request it. This is a demand Arlene Johnson's making to the United States government. Provide 12 to 18 month drug rehabilitation treatment, which includes food, board, and shelter, to all who request it. In Arlene Johnson's world, there is no personal responsibility. That, too, is a Bolshevik ideal. She wants us, all of us, to pay for the lack of responsibility of some of us. Another similar demand she makes on the government is to mandate tobacco companies to pay the settlement of lawsuits. Now, I don't care about the tobacco companies, but I myself smoked for 27 years of my life, and I wouldn't blame that on anybody but me. And I wouldn't blame the outcome of that on anybody but me. I made a conscious decision to do it. It's my sin, and I should live with it. In Arlene Johnson's world, people are not responsible for their own behavior. Another demand she has is to make it easier for poor middle-class Americans to file bankruptcy in the case of daunting medical bills. Now, if I get lung cancer because I was an idiot and smoked for 27 years, in Arlene Johnson's world, you should pay for it. What do you think about that?
So if one person in a group makes a bad financial decision, the entire group should be basically coerced into bailing that person out.
That's communism. That's communism. That's exactly what that is.
And that's what we're doing for Wall Street right now, isn't it?
Yeah, that is what we're doing for Wall Street right now. And that's communism, too. Because we have communists in the White House. And communism is really only a way for Jews to steal the to pilfer and steal the productivity of the world.
And this woman says to stop sending money overseas to dictators, military dictatorships, and governments which persecute ethnicities. Well, then that means we should stop sending money to Washington, D.C., and we should stop sending money to Israel.
Right, but there's her entire agenda is left-wing, and we're going to expose that. As it'll be revealed later, Arlene Johnson insists that everybody should have a right over their own bodies, including women seeking abortions, and we're going to see that. But then on the other hand, she wants someone else to pay the bills for that right. In other words, if you have a right over your own body and you have the right to make poor decisions, like cigarette smoking or doing drugs, and she wants other people to pay the bill for your right to abuse yourself.
You have a right to a house, and now if you can't afford a house, someone else will pay for you. This sounds like a twist on Miranda. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you.
Right. Well, you know, liberalism is indeed a mental disorder. The next item on my list, the next set of demands Arlene Johnson makes on the federal government, provide money for research into AIDS and determine if it is caused by HIV or something else. Never ban gay marriages or deny rights to partners of homosexual people. In Arlene Johnson's world, sexual deviancy is accepted and rewarded. Arlene Johnson makes a demand on the federal government never to ban gay marriages or deny rights to partners of homosexual people. That's her words. This is absolutely repulsive to any true Christian. Paul teaches that sexual deviants are to be put out of the community. Leviticus teaches that a man who lies with a man shall die. That's the law of God. Arlene Johnson wants to force these people down our throats.
And she wants us to force us to sustain their miserable existence by curing their well-deserved diseases.
Yeah, right. How about providing money for AIDS research to determine if it's caused by HIV or something else? Well, how about telling these faggots to keep their pants on?
And I noticed she doesn't say anything about, say, people that had asbestos poisoning or people that have had lead poisoning or mercury poisoning, people that, through no fault of their own, wound up ill, yet people whose illness is based on their deviant conduct, she wants them at the top of the list for treatment.
Absolutely. And she wants us to pay for it. It's absolutely repulsive. This is Arlene Johnson's website, and she claims to be a Christian. She ain't no Christian. She's a straight Bolshevik Marxist whore. I'm sorry. I get carried away. Probably not. The next set of demands on her list. Allow parents or guardians of underprivileged children to attend elementary school. Now hold it. The first time they went to school wasn't enough. Arlene Johnson wants grown adults to have the opportunity to attend elementary school again, and this time sitting next to your children? Is that what this means? Allow parents or guardians of underprivileged children to attend elementary school.
Hmm.
Do you want a 40-year-old crackhead sitting next to your child in his classroom?
The rabbis will have a field day with that.
Of course they will. And so will the pedophiles. That's absolutely disgusting. Well, what does that mean? Allow that the first time they went through 8 years of school wasn't enough. Reinstate the program to provide child care to low-income families as they move from welfare to work. So now middle-class taxpayers have to pay for their own child care and for the child care of others.
Well, it seems that in this country, if you can't afford anything, you're better off than the person who can afford some things. You know, if you can afford housing and medical expenses, you get nothing. But if you can't afford it, you get everything. They'll give you food stamps. They'll give you programs. You're entitled to whatever you want. And
absolutely.
Don't worry, someone else will pay for it.
That's Bolshevism. Why would anybody want to work? That's communism. That's what happened in Soviet Russia.
In fact, my dad and I, we calculated my college loan expenses. He took some out in his name, and if he made about $10,000 or maybe $5,000 a year less than what he had been making, he would have qualified for totally free aid, and we would have saved about $80,000. But there's no way you can just tell your employer to hold back $5,000 a year for the next 4 years. But that's how screwed up the system is.
Absolutely. But I mean, you got to pay for school, and that's the key. You got to pay for your education. If you choose to have one.
But,
why
know,
should I have to pay if you choose to have a further education?
As my dad points out, though, not only did he have to pay for my education and I had to pay for my education, we had to pay for the education of others, particularly those who will never benefit from it.
Right, but education to me is an investment.
Hmm.
If you want to invest in your future, you pay for your education. You want to become a doctor, fine. And when you finish your education, you have a right to choose what you feel you know, to choose to charge for your services and products what you feel they're worth as a return for your investment. That's how the free market works.
Or you'll just charge what Arlene tells you is fair.
Well, that's stealing, and that's Marxism. The next demand I have listed that she makes on her website of the government is really a job provision program for future Marxists. Fund for parenting skills in high school. Fund for quality daycare using graduates and early childhood development majors. What is that but a job provision program for future Marxists? And parenting skills should be learned within the home, within the family, and not taught by the state. Here, make sure convicted misdemeanor drug users receive financial aid for any type of college. That's a demand on her website. So if you can't afford school yourself, all you got to do is go get yourself busted with some pot, and we'll have to pay for your school. That's the type of demands Arlene Johnson's making to the government. Ban school testing, allowing the teachers to educate instead. Ban school testing. Most Negroes can't pass the school test anyway, so why have them at all? That's Arlene Johnson's thinking pattern. Arlene wants to further the destruction of our educational system in order to benefit the Negro and the Latino. All of the failures of American education came with school integration. That's the problem. We never hear of white parents and children whining about testing.
I get the idea that Arlene would not have supported segregation, since she also says, teach children that all ethnicities want the same things regardless of skin color.
Yeah, right. And I'm going to get to that. I have probably a lengthy diatribe about that, too. But I'd like to set up some other things for it first.
All right. I'm just saying that I imagine that she would attribute the failure of our education system to factors other than the ones we attribute it to.
Yeah, but that's the problem with liberals. If the system that worked for 150 years all of a sudden failed, it's the system's fault. When the only change is integration. I'm not one for public education at all. Don't get me wrong. However, if we're going to have a public education system, well, we had the greatest public education system in the world until we integrated it. As soon as we integrated it, it went down the tubes. But the public education system itself is a plank of the Communist Manifesto. And it helped to destroy the family in this country. It didn't destroy the family until we integrated the public education system, though. The next demands that Arlene has on her website of the federal government, teach school children about the various religions instead of insisting on school prayer. Why does Arlene want to teach my children about false gods? Christ said that no one gets to the Father except through him. All non-Christian religions are invalid. There's no such thing as a valid non-Christian religion. Arlene Johnson wants to teach our children about other gods in direct violation of the first commandment. Christians aren't even supposed to have the names of other gods on their lips.
This sounds like something Jezebel would do.
She is a Jezebel. She's a straight Jezebel. That's exactly what she is.
You know, people could say, oh, Jezebel just wanted to teach the Israelites about Baal. Well, you're not supposed to do that.
Absolutely, you're not supposed to do that.
And it goes double for
Arlene Johnson, Jezebel.
And it goes double for our people that we're not supposed to go along with that sort of crap. If someone comes along trying to tell us about gods other than Yahweh, aren't we to either run them out of town or put them to the sword?
She wants to reinstate the Reading is Fundamental program that gives free books to poor children and funding for the We the People education program, which taught school children about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and citizenship, which are the very things that our other programs want to destroy.
But I'm sure.
Go on.
I was going to say, I'm sure that this program, We the People, will just teach a perversion of the concept of citizenship and constitutional government.
I wonder if she'd really teach what the founders really believed, that this nation was founded as a Christian nation for Saxons only, and that a white man's basic rights are granted by God, which she's at odds with in most of her other statements.
Maybe she thinks that the founders believed in teaching children about the various religions.
Yeah, right. well, you know, that clause freedom of religion really meant freedom of any Christian religion, because the founders never, ever envisioned any Hindus or Muslims coming over here, unless it be an invasion. The next set of demands on our website. Reinstate federal aid to international family planning programs that offer abortion counseling with other independent funds. Yes, Arlene Johnson is a murderess. She's an advocator of abortion. That makes her a murderer. That makes her guilty of the blood of every white baby killed in her abortion clinic. I'm going to read from another article. This is not part of her set of demands on her website, entitled "Are the Good Times Over for Good?" written by Sheila Samples. We find a defense of abortion, an attack on those who are against it, demeaning statements about theocracies and other leftist gibberish. Then, in her own words, in her winter 2003 article entitled Bush, Stop War Against Women, Arlene Johnson states the following. War on women, a pernicious web with great precision and often shielded by the smokescreen of an imminent war and a bad economy, George W. Bush is systematically working to gut reproductive freedom in the U.S. and around the world. He's using every means available to him, a strategy in which each issue supports and leverages the other. Taken together, they form a pernicious web that, left unchecked, will strangle reproductive rights and access to reproductive health care services. They include instituting gag rules that censor free speech, supporting legislation that limits access to family planning and abortion services, sinking large sums of money into, get this, medically unproven abstinence-only sexuality education. Now, I'm going to take a little aside here and say that abstinence is not medically unproven. If you practice abstinence, you won't get AIDS and you won't get pregnant. It's guaranteed.
That sounds like it's advocating personal responsibility. We can't have that.
Arlene Johnson can't have any personal responsibility. Now I go on to quote, and nominating staunchly anti-choice judges to federal benches and right-wing religious ideologues to important scientific posts. His, meaning Bush, refusal to sign the UN Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women is a testament to his overall contempt for women, which I'm sure she figured Paul had too, and his steadfast refusal to respect their fundamental and civil rights. Reducing access to family planning, building the platform to outlaw abortion, redefining the legal status of the fetus, packing the courts to overturn Roe, replacing science with right-wing ideology, censoring free speech. So Arlene Johnson, and that's all quoted right from this article on her website, Arlene Johnson considers the murder of unborn children a reproductive health care service, and she slanders anyone who stands against it as a right-wing religious ideologue. To quote Joseph Goebbels in Bolshevism in Theory and Practice, furthermore, Bolshevist propaganda asserts that the woman is released from the burden of having to look after her children. This task is taken over by the Soviet state itself. That's Arlene Johnson's free education for everybody. At the same time, the official party press is forced to acknowledge that the army of waifs and youthful criminals is on the increase, a special and influential appeal in the system of Bolshevist propaganda is the demand for the abrogation of the legal veto against abortion. In other words, abortion is a Bolshevik agenda. And it was in the Soviet Union, and it was in Weimar Germany, and it was in the 60s and 70s in the United States. And Arlene Johnson is a Bolshevik. She's a Jewish, if she's not Jewish by blood, she sure as hell is Jewish by mentality, murderer of white children. You have a response to that?
Well, yeah, and for the children that are born, she thinks they become a communal collective responsibility, doesn't she? So if a woman decides not to exercise her right to choose to have an abortion, by the way, at the public's expense, she now can bring the child into the world, and it'll be raised at the public expense. So there really is no room for individual responsibility in her system of beliefs, is there?
None whatsoever. None at all. And that too, is a facet of Marxism. Teach all children, her next demand, teach all children that all ethnicities want the same things regardless of skin color. I don't want my children programmed like that. The next demand, reunite families and allow them to live wherever they want, even if it is in the United States. How does Arlene Johnson know that all ethnicities want the same things? And how does Arlene Johnson know that other ethnicities are even worthy of the same things?
That sounds like she...
What does the Bible say about that? I spent my entire life around the non-white races, and they have nothing in common with any of the white families that I know. Marxism seeks to destroy national borders. The destruction of national borders is part of the Marxist plot against the white race. And Marxism is the political expression of Talmudism. Arlene Johnson wants to program our kids into accepting that. Yahweh, our God, as Paul reveals in Acts 17:26, is the author of national borders. He created national borders. Arlene Johnson follows the devil. I'm sorry, go on.
Well, I was just going to point out that it seems that her platform is straight out of the Communist Manifesto. You know, it sounds like the rhetoric that we're all citizens of the world. In fact, she signed an email, Arlene Johnson, citizen of the world. And then in parentheses, she put that, while I was born in the United States, I regard myself as a citizen of Earth. Isn't that straight up Marxist rhetoric?
That's absolutely Marxist rhetoric. The Bolsheviks were all citizens of the world. It's expressly outlined in the Communist Manifesto that they want to make national borders disappear. I have a copy of the Communist Manifesto now on my website. I mean, it's in several other places on the internet. It's at mk.christagenia.org/manifesto. That's the address for it. And it's very clear in the Communist Manifesto that they seek to erase national borders. And they actually claim in the Communist Manifesto, and it's actually true, that capitalism is also erasing national borders, but they hope to accelerate the process. Because capitalism is also Jewish and also insists on, and most people don't realize that capitalism is not the antithesis to Marxism. Capitalism isn't good either. This country was not founded on capitalist principles. It was founded on principles of free enterprise, and there's a huge difference. Arlene Johnson, every element of her political and social thought is Marxist. It's not Christian. It's the antithesis to Christianity. She wonders why I have a problem with her website. She accuses me of being a CIA plant or whatever. And all I am is a defender of Christianity and Christian principles. And they stand absolutely contrary to Marxist principles. Here's a good demand Arlene makes of government. Allow for soldiers who are qualified to assist teachers in the classroom. Arlene Johnson now wants us to live in a police state, in direct violation of posse comitatus and the freedoms this country was based on. The animals of the other races are absolutely unruly in schools, so Arlene Johnson wants to subject all of our children to basically what will amount to the horrors of martial law.
Won't we need that, though, in the sort of society she seeks to build? It will have to be held together through force.
Absolutely, because all empires, all multiracial cultures, well, they're not really cultures, they're anti-cultures, devolve into tyranny. History proves it over and over again. Rome became a tyranny because it had to hold on, it had to hold together the vast masses of multi ethnicities that formed the empire that did not adhere to one another naturally. And that's the message of Daniel 2 in the Bible, Daniel chapter 2, where he talks about the iron and the clay and the iron not being able to cleave to the clay. All empires disintegrate. They can't stay together unless they're forced through tyranny. And Arlene Johnson wants to accelerate the tyranny by putting soldiers in our classrooms. Imagine that. provide homes for the homeless with services for those who need them, reinstate $700 million in capital funds for repairs in public housing, reverse the low income home assistance program for low income individuals who need assistance paying energy bills. So Arlene Johnson wants to give away a house or a home to anybody who needs it and then pay their energy bills. Or she doesn't want to do that. She wants us to do that. She wants the people who are burdened by taxes in this country to do that. How is that not Bolshevik? How is she not a Marxist? Joshua Christ said, the workman is worthy of his wage. Paul said that he who does not eat, that he who does not work should not eat. Arlene Johnson says, give it to them. Just give it to them.
And she wants services for the homeless. So basically, we're all going to be enslaved having to work for them. So if we're fortunate enough through our own merits to have something in this life, we have to give it up for those who have nothing, typically through their lack of merit.
Absolutely. And that is Marxism. From each according to his ability, to each according to his need. That is Marxism. Arlene Johnson would take from the worker, take from the middle class, who really produces the wealth in this country, and give it to those who refuse to work. That's just incredible. She's not a Christian. Christianity respects property rights.
And I notice in Arlene...
Christian giving is voluntarily to those who are worthy. Marxist giving is involuntarily to anybody who has a need or can demonstrate that they have a need. Arlene Johnson is a Marxist. Go on.
It's interesting in her education plans, job training and job skills never enter into any of it. Have you noticed that?
Well, she wants to give free education to everybody. Everybody that thinks they have a drug problem gets free college. It's one of her.
Well, the question is, what are they going to learn with this free education? It looks like they're going to be taught that all ethnicities and colors want the same thing, regardless of their race, and that they're going to learn about the various religions. And they're going to learn about their civic duties from the Marxist state. They're not going to learn any skills necessary for a life as an independent adult.
Absolutely. That they're going to learn a straight Marxist agenda, because that's what Marxism, that they want to fit everybody into the same mold. It's just like Islam in a way, and it's just like Talmudism. All Goyim go into the same mold and become slaves for the Jews. That's Talmudism. And that's basically the end plan of Marxism.
Lenin said, let me teach the children for 4 years, and the seed I plant shall never be uprooted.
And Arlene Johnson got a head full of those seeds. She went to UCLA. She got her education at UCLA. She was totally indoctrinated in Marxist propaganda, and she doesn't even realize it. And if she does realize it, she does a good job of hiding it.
Well, according to her website, quote, I was born during the Second World War in the United States. I was educated in the Los Angeles public school system, graduated in the early 60s. After completing 1 year at Los Angeles Pierce College, I left school for what would become a 15-year absence, returning to Los Angeles Pierce College in the early 80s. I then entered UCLA as a junior in the mid-1980s. And it looks like she focused on a sociology major for the vast majority of my higher educational experience. I grew to understand the plight of those less fortunate, especially those of African descent. My favorite professor at L.A. Pierce College is of African descent and taught me many important lessons regarding the plight of African American people. She also taught me what we did to Cuba by advising me to read the book entitled Listen Yankee, authored by the sociologist C. Wright Mills.
Well, there's her education. It's a total Marxist indoctrination.
As Hitler would say, her head was filled with a sewer hose.
Absolutely. I have no doubt. And absolutely nothing about Christian education in there, is there?
No.
Nothing at all. And she thinks she could come into Christian Identity and promote her Marxist doctrines and promote her Marxist website.
Other books I have read but are not limited to: Inside the Company by Philip Agee, Friends in High Places by Leighton McCartney, The Black Underclass by Douglas Glasgow. I mean, this sounds like a who's who of black liberation theologists and Marxist-Leninists.
And when you listen to the black liberation theologists, and then you go listen to Calypso Louis Farrakhan and his Nation of Islam propaganda, they're basically both teaching the same thing. And the end result is the destruction of the white man. And the end result of Marxism is the destruction of the white man, Christian society, and Western civilization. And Arlene Johnson is a vehicle at trying to advance that. And she attacks me and calls me a CIA plant for defending my Christian principles against her Marxism. And that's a Jewish tactic.
I noticed on her website, it looks like she has removed the blurb about the work she did to undermine white South Africa.
Oh, did she?
Yes, I don't see it here. It was under the About Us.
What about the Negro-seeking pen pals? What about the Negro in prison in New York for murdering a white woman, cutting her in pieces, putting her in a trunk in her own apartment, and continuing to live in the white woman's apartment? And Arlene Johnson has an ad from this Negro in prison.
That's still there.
Looking for pen pals.
Chas Ransom. He said that he did not rape her. It was consensual sex. And when they finished, she explained that she might have a disease which she might have passed to him. He flew into a fit of rage, blacked out, didn't understand what was going on or what he was doing, and when he came to and regained his senses, she was dead, and he wondered, did I kill her? So at the trial, which he didn't take seriously, he was reading magazines and basically books throughout the entire trial, and he basically chuckled and read a book during his own sentencing, I read in the transcript. He said that he could not rule out killing her, but he also couldn't say that he killed her. He said he didn't know one way or another who killed her, but he did then chop her up, stuff her in a trunk, and he held an orgy and a drug rave in her apartment that very night.
While she was dead in the trunk in pieces.
Yes, and Arlene thinks that this creature deserves a pen pal.
Yes, Arlene thinks that this creature deserves a whole page on her website to advertise her pen pal.
I imagine she considers him a wrongly imprisoned, oppressed African descended from those brought over here in chains. So not only should this man be released from prison immediately, they should give him $40,000 and a free education.
But does Arlene Johnson have anything on her website about the 100 women a day who are raped by Negroes in this country?
She calls for mandatory life in prison for all rapists. Now, I'm sure how that's going to work out is that any woman who screams rape at a man, like that whore Crystal Magnum or whatever down in North Carolina against the Duke lacrosse team members, I imagine a case like that will receive a huge amount of publicity in Arlene society, and the boys will just be hauled off before some troika, and then they'll be railroaded into a gulag, whereas a real rape, a black man who jumps a white woman, beats her senseless and rapes her, they'll say that she's just making it up and that she did it to herself, or she asked a friend to hit her in the face to give her a bruise.
Well, that's the typical liberal ploy to get the minorities off, but convict white men of the slightest offenses.
I found a study in the United Kingdom. They concluded that date rape drugs are basically a myth, and they've started testing women within several hours of them making the claims that they were drugged. They're testing them for typical date rape drugs, and they're not finding any. And from eyewitness accounts of how much these people were drinking, it was very excessive. And few people want to say, well, I had 15 drinks, but I'm sure he drugged me. So, again, there's no personal accountability. There's no personal responsibility. One woman said that she knew she had to be drugged because she never goes to bed with the guy on the first date. And her friends said that she had so much to drink she could barely stand up. And she maintained that she only had a little bit to drink, and she's certain she was drugged. But her friends who were there with her said that she was disgustingly drunk, could barely stand up. It seems like, again, though, she has to say she was raped because she doesn't want to accept personal responsibility for the fact that she just went right to bed with some guy that asked her to go to bed with him.
Well, personal responsibility is always removed from Marxist society, from the Marxist way of thinking. It's always the community's fault. It's always somebody else's fault. It's always the oppressive white man's fault. It's because he's the motivator and the builder of the civilization in the first place. It's everybody's fault except the person who does the wrong.
Mm.
In the Christian world, the only person at fault is the person who does the wrong. It's nobody's fault but the individuals who makes the decision to sin. But not in the Marxist world. The Marxist world, there is no personal responsibility. It's everybody's fault except the person who creates the sin. The civil rights movement can be traced back at least as far as the Jewish-led French Revolution. Arlen Johnson's website consistently laments the plight of Negroes, Black Panthers, Muslim clerics, all sorts of other vile people are elevated and given a voice on Johnson's website. Puerto Ricans, Native Americans, every sort of antichrist. She also takes the side of the nuclear weapons opponents. I don't care for government imperialism, but it has to be said that the horse has been long out of the barn on this one, because nuclear weapons opponents somehow only protest the nuclear weapons of the white nations of the West. They never protest the nuclear weapons of the Soviets or the Chinese.
Or the Israelis,
right.
And I was going to say, I traced this stuff back further than the French Revolution to where the seeds, I think, were laying with the so-called Enlightenment, with characters such as Rousseau talking about the noble savage and the blank slate and how environment is everything and heredity is nothing. And he actually thought that you could find a nobler person in Central Africa than you would in France or Prussia.
That sounds like the
sort of Marxist logic that Arlene operates under.
That's absolutely Marxist logic. And Arlene says on her website, if we don't come together as a world and demand that the public schools in the United States, not in the world, mind you, in the United States, teach accurate American history, we will continue to have atrocities in the future.
I imagine she and I, or she and you, would have a serious difference of opinion as to what constitutes accurate American history.
Well, right. We probably would have a serious difference of opinion. And we both know that the history in the public schools is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But the history in the public schools, it comes from textbooks owned by Simon & Schuster and Grolier and all of the other Jewish-owned publishing companies. And I'm sure you'll find that most of the editorial boards are Jewish or are taught in the same colleges and universities that teach the same PAP that Arlene Johnson spreads. UCLA, Harvard, Yale, Brown, Columbia, all of those ultra-left-wing institutions. They're responsible for this garbage that's being taught in our schools.
I went to a fairly liberal leftist Jesuit university with a rather conservative student body, yet administration that was decidedly Marxist-Leninist. They would actually allow inner-city kids, they would pay to bus them in, bring them to our college, and feed them for free in our cafeteria, for which I and my dad were paying several thousand dollars a year for food. And there would be times when I would get down there and they ran out of food because they were giving it away, so they would just tell students, oh, we're sorry, go somewhere else.
Well, that's, you know, the Marxist, the utopia sold by Marxism is a vast, hollow desert in reality. Because when everybody gets everything for nothing, nobody wants to work. That's the way it is.
Well, they promise peace, land, and bread, but they basically take away land from those who have it. They bring the nation into misery, and as for bread, those who can afford it, those who have bought it, wind up going hungry since the bread is taken from them and given to those who don't want to work.
Now let's talk about that since you talk about taking away land for bread. Arlene Johnson on the Mugabe regime in Zimbabwe accuses 60 Minutes of a racist attack on Zimbabwe land redistribution. And she writes, On Sunday, January 21st, 2001, CBS's 60 Minutes focused on Zimbabweans and their president, Robert Mugabe. The biased reporting on the land redistribution efforts underway in Zimbabwe were blatantly racist and ahistorical in content. The efforts of the Zimbabwean land distribution The efforts of the Zimbabwean people to free their land from Rhodesian/UK domination carried over from its colonial past was portrayed as though the settlers were victims instead of the people of Zimbabwe who have been economically exploited by these settlers of their own country for hundreds of years. Less than 1,000 white settlers own over 60% of the arable land in Zimbabwe, and President Robert Mugabe and his people of Zimbabwe have had enough. The redistribution of the land is a matter of life and death for the millions of people in Zimbabwe. The land was taken out of the hands of the white farmers, and now all the people are dying. They're all starving to death. Zimbabweans have been forced into shanty ghetto living on top of each other under horrendous conditions. And I have to make an aside. Has Arlene Johnson ever been to Philadelphia where the blacks are free and have a choice to get jobs if they want? While the white settler class live like kings on farms as large as Manhattan and in luxurious mansions, the courageous people of Zimbabwe are taking their land back and establishing control of their destiny. Has Arlene Johnson been to Philadelphia, a once beautiful city, infested and destroyed by black people who are free, who live on top of each other in horrendous conditions?
She chooses to live in the United Kingdom because she said that she can't live in the United States.
Yeah, Arlene Johnson should go live in Bedford-Stuyvesant for a few months and see how things are there, which is inhabited by millions of free black people who have a choice to get their own jobs in their own land. I'll bet she wouldn't last 2 days. So Arlene Johnson is justifying the motives of Robert Mugabe to destroy the white farmers of Zimbabwe. And Zimbabwe, which 15 years ago was the largest exporter of grain in Africa, is actually now in poverty, and they need food aid, and they're one of the largest importers of grain. And the only thing that changed is the ownership of the farms. What's up with that? Why are the people in Zimbabwe starving now? If the blacks have established control over their own destiny. Is Haiti a good example of what Zimbabwe might be in 20 years?
I think Haiti and Zimbabwe are on the same level.
They're absolutely on the same level. The Haitians got rid of all the white people by killing and raping them in the 1820s, or even earlier than that, I think. It may have been as early as the Jefferson administration, I'm not sure. And Haiti's been a basket case ever since. They haven't gotten anywhere since the day they removed the last white man. They haven't advanced one step. They've only devolved into cannibalism and turmoil.
Well, in Haiti, when they rose up, they killed all the whites, or in the early 1800s. Then they killed all the mulattoes. Then they killed all the octoroons and the quadroons and the quintoons. They killed anybody with any discernible white blood. Where did they learn that kind of hatred? Would Arlene say that they picked it up from the white man?
I don't think they picked it up from the white man, because when the white missionaries went to Africa, they were often lunch. They often became lunch instantly. And there's plenty of documentation of that. There's no doubt in my mind that Arlene Johnson isn't some sort of... If she's doing this ignorantly, then she's just about the dumbest Marxist I ever seen, because she can't... her own doctrine and Christianity have absolutely nothing in common. She even wants to remove the commission from Adam to have dominion over the world.
So who will have dominion over the world? A UN climate change committee?
Oh, she's we didn't even go there. Arlene Johnson, you know, one of the chief elements of the Communist Manifesto is that the proletariat, the government, take over control of all forms of production. Arlene Johnson insists that the government take over, regulate carbon dioxide, the waste gas that contributes to global warming. That's a demand on her website. Global warming is a total fraud.
But it serves as a useful vehicle for seizing control of the means of production.
That's all it does. First, Arlene Johnson has, you know, that alone shows to me that she has no faith in Yahweh our God whatsoever. The regulation of carbon dioxide, and it's being mischaracterized as a waste gas that contributes to global warming, is a total Bolshevik ploy that amounts to Bolshevizing or taking over in government faction in a tyrannical fashion the means of production. Once government gets control of our economic lives, we all become slaves of the government. We live in a Marxist society. The left has sought government control over the means of production ever since the Communist Manifesto was written, and probably even before that. Arlene Johnson is absolutely no different from any of the Jews that she claims to despise. She's an armchair wannabe Rosa Luxemburg. There's no doubt. Not in my mind. She wants to fund research to alleviate arsenic from water worldwide. Arsenic is naturally found in water in many places. There's no way around it. It's part of our planet and our environment. She wants to alleviate arsenic from water worldwide and fund research to do it. Reinstate the rule that mandated increased energy-saving efficiency regulations for air conditioners and heat pumps, workplace ergonomics, worker health and safety. This is all Marxist rhetoric. She wants to fund research which will eliminate refrigerators from emanating gases which cause ozone depletion. Reinstate the amount cut for funding for research into renewable energy resources. She wants to force companies, she wants to mandate automakers to develop prototype high-mileage cars immediately, implement fast breeder technology, and fund warm fusion, hydrogen power, and other promising early technologies, she calls them. Every bit of this is Marxist. Why should any taxpayer have to labor for somebody else's property, especially property in a foreign nation, because she wants to invest $100 million for rainforest conservation?
Not to mention she wants to forgive all third world debt. So money that we've lent to other nations, say Nigeria or the Sudan, suddenly we're out that money, so it just becomes an involuntary gift. The Marxists seem to really love involuntary giving.
Well, this all falls into that, to what I quoted from billions for the bankers, debts for the people. All of these programs cause the populace, the middle class population of this nation to become enslaved to the bankers. Because once we justify stealing other people's money for rainforest preservation, there's no end to the theft. A few million for protecting the Mongolian three-horned salamander. A few more million for protecting the Falkland Islands shaggy toad. A few hundred thousand dollars to study the chupacabra. Before you know it, we have a $10 trillion debt of phony money from which the bankers exact interest from us for a few thousand years. And Arlene Johnson is promoting Jew heaven. How is that Christian? That's the typical liberal bleeding heart Bolshevik. And she's expressing the typical Marxist propaganda that she was fed at UCLA. That's absolutely incredible. And she claims to be a Christian, and she sits here in this forum for 2 years or 3 years or whatever, promoting her Marxist Bolshevik website. And every bit of that website promotes the destruction of Western civilization and Christianity. And our race.
And yet she only lasted as long as she did because no one ever bothered to actually go to her website.
Well, right. I mean, it's, you know, most people don't have the time to read every article that's posted in the forum anyway.
Yeah, she shamelessly promoted herself and her website, yet as soon as we finally went there and investigated it, she was immediately outed. How arrogant or perhaps ignorant could she have been? Did she think that we would read this textbook Marxist rhetoric and identify it as something other than textbook Marxist rhetoric?
Well, anybody that's a Christian could go to her website and see that this is all textbook Marxist rhetoric, her entire site. And she's really, I believe that if she's not really stupid, then she's purposely been sitting here attempting to undermine two-C-blind Christian identity.
Isn't that what Khrushchev said that the Soviets would do, that they would inject the West with gradual doses of socialism so that one day the West would wake up with communism? Arlene was probably trying to inject us with gradual doses of her Trotskyite rhetoric, hoping that one day we'd wake up, you know, Leninists or whatever.
Absolutely, and not even realize it. But anybody that's awake can realize it. I mean, I'm fortunate I never went to college because I didn't suffer the brainwashing. So I'm actually happy I never went to school, even though I really wanted to when I was young and couldn't. I didn't have the money, so I didn't look for the government for it. I just didn't go.
Well, you know, all you had to do was go out and smoke some pot, and in our lean society, you'd get a free trip to college.
Yeah, absolutely. Any minor drug offense, and you get free college. I should have got busted with some pot when I was 18, eh? Maybe I could have got free college. I could have gone to UCLA and been brainwashed like a Soviet swine feeding from the trough of the Jewish Talmud. Because that's exactly what she is. Marxism is... there's no doubt in my mind that Marxism is not the political expression of Talmudism.
That's exactly what it is. It overlaps brilliantly. And in fact, it is just the, as you said, the political manifestation of Talmudism. Specifically, Marxism says that the bourgeois have really no property rights and that property should be seized and communally owned. And by the way, they leave out that it's going to be managed by a committee comprised mostly of communist Jews. The Talmud teaches that goyim have no property rights and that Jews can take property from the goyim at will. Indeed, they're encouraged to do so. So they develop a political system convincing millions of white people to part with their property voluntarily and to support their efforts to take the property of those who won't part with it voluntarily in an involuntary fashion. It's truly a brilliant doctrine, since very few white people would rise up and support Jews coming along and saying, our Talmud says we're going to take your property. But now they portray an image of world history from the perspective of class oppression. They agitate the working classes and the laborers. They get some of them, a certain core, a cadre, to support their efforts to take over society, and then they're able to enact Talmudic morality, whereas they would never be able to do so without the assistance of that laboring class.
Right. Talmudic morality is absolutely total immorality. Abortion, free love, and free love, the Jews were preaching free love back in the 1840s. And free love is basically, if you read the Communist Manifesto, free love is an underlying foundation of the reason for the liberation of women from the family. The whole women's lib movement was an expression of Bolshevik free love, which means that free love in the Marxist mind means that any woman has to accede to sexual relations with any man at any time. That's what they want. That's their goal. And that's expressly stated in the Communist Manifesto.
Well, more than just that, it's pointed out in Russia number one. I'd like to pull up a quote here and read out of Russia number one about what free love is in practice. This is from General Poole to the War Office, January 11, 1919. There is evidence to show that commissariats of free love have been established in several towns and respectable women flogged for refusing to yield. Decree for nationalization of women has been put into force and several experiments made to nationalize children. And that's just an excerpt from the telegram that was sent by General Poole to the British War Office. He was on the scene in Russia leading various British forces.
Right. And we didn't we didn't put any defense up to the Judaizing of America. And free love was instituted here basically throughout in a lot of ways, not quite as openly as it was in the Soviet regime, but in a lot of ways it was instituted here through the sexual revolution.
And I've read some of the comments given by the free love advocates. Some woman that says she should be free to love whoever she wants, whenever she wants, as often as she wants, and that's just a euphemism for go to bed with. Yet when the Bolsheviks are coming to power, your choice is you can be free to go with this Bolshevik commissar, or you can be free to get flogged.
Absolutely.
So in the name, under the guise of bringing women the choice to do what they want, they give them no choice.
Right, and that's the next step. People don't say, oh, it could never happen here. Well, it damn well just may happen here.
In fact, it probably will, since everything I read with the Jewish men write online, they don't like their own women, and they prefer white women. And I imagine if they can't buy them off, and if they can't seduce them with words, they'll just put in a decree for nationalizing them, like they tried in Russia.
And the whole educational system, and this whole... I like to call it a DIFUS mentality, this division of youth and family services that permeates all the counties in America now. That's all part of the nationalization of children. Your children aren't your own anymore. If you want to think so, just refuse to get them vaccinated or just refuse to send them to a public school. And in a lot of states, homeschooling is made impossible or if it's not illegal.
And I think the education system serves to assure a steady stream of recruits for the Jews, particularly for advancing their lifestyle and allowing it to continue. Since, as Hitler pointed out, he said that the Jews lust after white women. The education system assures that there will be plenty of women that are willing to whore themselves out for the Jews.
Right. The educational system in this country produces Arlene Johnsons by the thousands. There's no doubt.
And she wants to probably increase it tenfold. Well, she calls for, let me find the exact demand here and I'll read it. Huge increase in funding for public libraries, Head Start, colleges, and universities. Totally fund the public schools for salaries and benefits with no strings, oversight, or obligations attached and with no attendance correlation. So schools should receive whatever funding Arlene Johnson, Arch Marxist decides, and there shouldn't be, you know, the performance of the school should have no bearing on the pay that the teachers receive.
Right. Well, that's a lack of personal responsibility, isn't it?
I mean, imagine I'm a home builder, and someone says, we're going to pay you $100,000 a year. And I say, okay, well, I'm only going to build two houses this year, so you keep paying me without regard for how many houses I actually build. I mean, that's mathematically, that's what her logic breaks down to. Instead of being paid X amount per house or X amount per assembly line item that you assemble, they just pay you, and whether or not you obtain the desired results or the agreed-upon results, it doesn't matter. It's not your fault. It's some boogeyman white oppressor hiding in the shadows.
Absolutely. That's Marxism. It's every belief on her side is an expression of Marxism can be found in the manifesto or in other Soviet policies. Every single one of them. True democracy is basically Bolshevism, according to Arlene Johnson.
There's nothing democratic, constitutional, or Republican about her website at all.
Well, no, absolutely not.
But when have Marxists ever let facts get in their way?
Never. Everything they do revolves around a perversion of language. That's at the core of everything they express. Free love. It is actually forced rape. It's legalized rape. Free love, Soviet style, is legalized rape. As you just showed from the 1919 report, Russia number one.
She calls for mandatory life in prison for all rapists. Why not just education and a free college degree?
And she claims that abstinence doesn't work.
And she wants the dissemination of U.S. House and Senate fax numbers and never change them or move an office again unless given permission by the taxpayers of the United States.
Oh, yeah, that'll keep them in check. They better never move that office again.
Mm.
That's just ridiculous.
I wonder if they would just be deluged with messages, McDonald's is out of McNuggets. Please help me sue McDonald's.
Okay, and I think we've made our point concerning Arlene Johnson's non-Christian website.
Absolutely.
And why we have to defend ourselves from her and people just like her. Do you have anything to say in closing?
It just seems to me that one final demand she makes, eliminating the red tape so couples can adopt a foreign child, especially an orphan. Well, why can't these foreign couples be told to just abort their babies so there won't be any orphans? If it's good enough for American women, shouldn't it be good enough for the Somalian woman?
Incredible. All right. I felt that we had to do this because Arlene Johnson is attacking us in various Christian identity venues, mm-hmm. that we had to put a public statement on record concerning our problems with her website. And our problems with her in particular and what she is promoting in a Christian identity forum is absolutely anti-Christian. And that's why I did this today, was to make an exposition of that. All of this can be found at truedemocracy.net. That's her website. I have a copy of her website on CD. I downloaded her entire website, and I have it on CD for posterity. If anybody wants a copy, if they email me, I'll send them a copy of her website. I'll burn off a CD. It doesn't bother me one bit. And for now, I'm going to end the program. And thanks for putting up with this and for listening. And may Yahweh bless you all. Good day.
Yahweh bless.